Welcome back, people. If you're new here, hit the follow button and share the podcast. Today's episode is Tory Lanez Speaks Out. Now, I'm so tired of talking about this Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion situation. So I know y'all over it. But the shit just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Now, Tory decides to go live for real this time on Instagram. Tuesday, he talked about a lot of nothing. Didn't clear up anything. All he did was try to make Meg out to be the liar without actually saying she's lying. And did anyone notice how during all of that talking, he never once flat out said, "Y'all, I didn't shoot Meg." Never once said those words. What he's trying to do is bring doubt into the minds of the people by posing questions like, "She said I shot her, right? So why would you get back in the car with someone who just shot you? And she says she got shot in both feet, right? So how you get shot and it missed bones, arteries, and tendons?" Tory is trying to create a narrative that Meg is lying and Roc Nation threatened him. That's why he's been quiet all this time. Honey, I am so over this whole situation. Both of them leaving out important subject matter. I believe they were both very drunk and or high. And I truly believe that Meg is telling the story the way she remembers it. And after listening to Tory's Instagram Live, Meg tweeted, "This nigga is genuinely crazy." We'll take a short break, and when we come back, I'll finish with my commentary. Welcome back, everybody. If you haven't already, hit the follow button for me and share this podcast. Now, let us get into some things. I'm going to summarize this whole thing up for y'all. Understand, Tory is relying on the fact that her back was turned when the shots were fired. So she can't 100% say she saw him shoot her. Next, he goes live and acts as if he's so innocent. And he says he still considers Meg his friend. Bitch, y'all going to court. She pressing charges. How's y'all friends? Make it make sense. Because I think the friendship is that's new to her. Because I don't think she considers you friend anymore. He also said during that 30-minute live about nothing that he's not beefing with Meg. He wishes her nothing but the best. Now, you could possibly do prison time for those charges. And you wish her well. Be taken away from your son and your career is gone. It's over. It's a wrap. And you wish her well. And he says, "Please, y'all, now I'm not doing this. So please don't go over to her page and start trolling her." What else you think they gonna do, Tory? But all of that is to show that there was no malice towards Meg for the court. Here's how I feel it went down. They arguing in the car. Tory, Meg, Kelsey, the bodyguards in there. We don't know what specifically they're arguing over, but it was heated enough that Meg gets out the car to walk home. So, whichever direction she was walking, I'm assuming she was walking away from the car, like toward the back end of the car, walking away. I don't know. But she's walking away from the car, and the shot rings out. The bullet hits the ground, ricochets, bullet fragments hit both her feet. Okay? Cops were called by the neighbors. Cops arrive. Meg knows it was an accident. See, here's the thing. Because there's so many intricate parts that they're leaving out of this, Tori and Megan Thee Stallion are leaving very key parts out of this incident, and they're doing that on purpose. But I, from what I hear, what I put together, I believe Meg knew that he did not shoot her on purpose. So she goes and gets back in the car when the cops pull up. Tori has an unregistered loaded weapon in the car. Everybody is made to get out the car by the cop. Meg tells the cops it's glass in her foot. Tori gets locked up anyway when they find the guns upon search of the vehicle. Tori and Kelsey gets in the paddy wagon. Meg goes to the hospital. Now, two things, and two things only, are what matter after that. Number one, who pulled the trigger? Number two, was there malice intent? As for all the rest of that shit, it don't mean a hill of beans. It's just filler. What they was arguing about, it doesn't matter. We just want to know because we nosy. But that really doesn't matter. Why did Kelsey unfollow Meg? Who knows? And what did she mean by, and I quote, Kelsey said, "I did what a good friend should do that night." What does that mean? Well, I hate to see it. I'm not taking sides. All I can say is good luck to both of them. And at this point, I'm not on anyone's side. I just want the truth to come out. Because it's definitely a mystery. The mystery of 2020. Who shot Meg? Kind of like Dallas. Who shot JR? Well, that's it for now, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye.